I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
Bursting with love we are today.
Today is Valentine's Day and we have a ripper of a show for you. It's all love themed. You've got a team with the theme. That's what they say and that's what we do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, please.
Why can't you take
it upon yourself to stop making mistakes now.
No, that wasn't a mistake. That was me wrapping you up.
Oh, that's what I love about you.
Well, I don't make mistakes.
Yeah, I do love it. I feel like it adds to the feel of our show, which is already slightly amateur. And I legitimately love it when those awkward things happen. I love it.
I'm glad you do. Anyway, here's the best of today's show. Oh, wait. Sorry, wrong button.
I mean, it never gets old for me.
I'm even starting to embrace
that
it.
That is the greatest Valentine's Day.
I mean, Scott didn't
Day
even
gift.
Press a button then.
Here's the show.
He ate a lot of brassicas. Do you know what brassicas are?
No.
They're green.
Tell us at the end.
Tell us at the end. There's a hook. Don't use Google. Just listen to the show.
You're listening to Those Two Girls. Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Oh. Yes. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody, from us to you.
Yes.
We wish you a very happy love day. And today we're theming the entire show around love, mostly because Sarah's not getting any.
Can I tell you, just to set the scene, I recorded very sneakily a little conversation with my husband of 10 years, Wills, yesterday.
Take a listen.
Hey, are we doing anything for Valentine's Day tomorrow?
No.
I mean, that is my absolute favourite.
Meanwhile, apparently there will be about 220,000 wedding proposals today.
Really?
How predictable.
I was going to say lame.
I mean, your own date. That's how I feel too. Anyone's listening and you're going to propose today, cancel it. Like, it's so... I feel like it's high school.
Oh, no, that's
boring.
Nasty.
Why don't you do it in front of the Eiffel Tower?
Shut up. That's where Dane proposed. Oh, my God.
And get this, 15% of women will send themselves flowers on Valentine's Day.
I mean, what losers? No, but seriously, why would you send yourself flowers?
I don't know.
I don't understand. Send one of your girlfriends flowers.
Yes.
Like they do in Finland. Do you know that in Finland, Valentine's Day is actually called Ystävänpäivä, which translates to Friends Day, and it's actually a lot more about your friendships and your buddies.
Yeah. And what I love about your pronunciation there is I can tell you've been watching a lot of Scandi shows
Thank
on
you.
SBS because I
Thank
feel...
You.
You nailed
Do
that.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think so too. Okay, guys, we've got a jam-packed show full of love. You've got to stick around.
Just feel all the feelings here with us.
Those two girls, Scott? With Lise and Sarah.
February 14, it's that day of the year where people celebrate being in a relationship, don't they? And every single person on our team is loved up, shacked up.
Coupled up.
That's right. Except for one person.
That's right.
And that one person is our 23-year-old producer, Aaron.
Yeah, you guys know him as producer Aaron or Az. And, you know, I fancy myself as a bit of a Cupid, Sarah.
Mm.
You know, that ship has sailed for me and now I need to put my talents to good use.
Yeah.
You feel the same
Absolutely.
Way.
Absolutely. We're kind of like eHarmony in person.
Why don't we just call producer Aaron in? Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like we need to have a bit of a chat about his relationship status.
Yes. Yes.
Or lack thereof.
Oh, look at his expression. Oh, he's loving this, aren't you, Az? Okay.
All right, Az, talk us through. You're 23 and you're single.
Yes.
Okay, he's a man. He's very verbose.
Like you said, talk us through.
But here's the thing, Aaron. We know that you have a crush on someone. Someone whom you've been talking to Lise and I about since last year when she appeared on national television.
Yes. Tell us a little bit about your crush.
We're talking about Kat from The Bachelor, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
I think you know we are.
Okay.
Kat Hennessy-Smith, yes.
Oh.
So she was cast almost as the villain in the season of the Honey Badger's Bachelor.
And that's the word. I think she was cast.
Okay. So see already, Sarah.
Yeah.
From the get-go, there's been a connection between these two through the television screen because as you've always jumped to her defence, you've seen a different side of Kat
on Instagram.
I've seen Unreal. I get it.
Yeah, so you think that there's much more to her, that she was made out to be the villain and she's actually just a cool, witty girl. In fact, you once said to Lise and I you thought she could be the one, didn't you?
Well, I fall hard.
In fact, we even got a little bit more of a recording of you in the back of the car with our executive
producer. Secret recording as.
I think she would be lovely.
Would you be a good match for her then?
I don't know.
Because you're a calming personality. You're very relaxed.
Yeah.
You guys could balance each other.
Be like, I don't know what it's like, you know, like the fire sign.
Yeah.
The earth sign. I don't know how any of that works, but sure.
Is there an age difference?
I think she'd be like, I'm not sure. I think she'd be maybe 24, 25.
Okay. Is that, that's your age demo though, isn't it?
Yeah. Like I'm turning 23.
Yeah.
Okay, so that what you just heard is our producer Aaron, 23 and single, talking about his crush to our big boss, Jack. So there you go. What do you have to say about that? You can't deny.
I don't have to deny.
I mean, here's the thing, Aaron. Lise and I are not only dreamers, we're doers.
A
day like Valentine's Day, we want to make your dream come true. So can you please just hang around, because up next, we've got a little bit of a surprise for you.
Hey, you got that phone number there?
I do, Scott.
Things are about to get really exciting in this studio, Sarah, because before the break, we were talking to our 23-year-old producer, Aaron. He is single, but he's had a crush for well over a year. Now
he's ready to mingle.
He is single and ready to mingle. The subject of his crush is Kat Hennessy-Smith, who was the villain in The Bachelor a couple of seasons ago. Gorgeous girl. Now, as we have Kat on the line. Kat, how are you?
I'm pretty good.
It's good to hear your voice, but there's somebody in the studio with us who's even more excited to hear your voice, Kat, and that's our producer, Aaron, who has openly admitted that he has a significant crush on you. Aaron, say hello to Kat. This is your time to shine.
Hello.
Hi, Aaron.
Say something.
Say something.
How are you?
I'm good, Aaron. How are you going?
Also very good. A little bit taken back, but sure.
All right. How old are you, Kat? Sorry. Can we ask you how old you are?
I'm 25.
How old are you, Azzy?
I am 22.
Okay. All right. Right.
22.
Right, right. Okay.
22.
Is that too young, Kat? What's the youngest kind of fellow you've...
I mean, I normally like an older man, but like...
I'm quite mature.
I can always...
He is. We can vouch for how mature he is, because sometimes we feel he's 22 turning
52,
right?
I just think the phone thing's not doing it for me. It's just awkwardly.
I know, but I said, like, if we didn't have enough time to plan it face-to-face, Sarah, so just don't wreck it for him. Just keep going.
What's wrong, Aaron?
No.
What's wrong?
This sucks.
Yes! Kat has just walked into the studio.
Take a seat, buddy. Take a seat.
I hate this.
Don't hate it.
Surprises are not good.
He hates surprises.
I'm a good surprise.
Kat, welcome to the studio.
Hi, guys.
And actually, we'd like to welcome you to Perfect Match.
Yes.
Do you remember that old game show?
I feel like I would have been really... I mean, were you born? I don't know if I was.
Was not born.
We were born, though.
Oh, look at Aaron throwing a little bit of shade our way, Lise. Now that we're potentially making dreams come true.
We are. Let's... And we feel, as the older women in your life, we feel like we know you as a friend. Also, as mothers, we could have mothered you. So we've prepared a compatibility test.
True. Technically, they really could.
It is actually
we would have
true.
Been in grade 11, but stranger things have happened. So,
totally.
I mean, Aaron, you're a creative person. You produce our show. You have to be incredibly creative. Kat designs her own jewellery line, Hennessy. Her creativity's through the roof straight away there.
Sure.
All right, Sarah, do you want to kick off our compatibility test? We've put a lot of thought into this, guys, and this could work.
Okay. Kat, what's your idea of a perfect date? Oh. Is it A? Dinner and a movie. B, a day at the beach. Or C, a day at a theme park riding water slides.
I'm going to go with C.
This is good.
Play the champion music. That's a point. Because Aaron sometimes goes and rides water slides just to relax.
Oh, I love a thrill, so good. I'm all for a theme park.
Have you ever had, like, what are they called? The annual pass to a theme park?
I actually have.
Okay, that's technically 2 points. All right, yes. Moving on.
This is going well.
Here's the next question. When travelling, do you try and get a flight upgrade when you can?
I feel like who wouldn't do that?
It's true.
It's another point, guys. Jesus Christ.
Look at Aaron coming in from the dark there.
So, Aaron, do you want to tell Kat a little bit about your travelling history?
I tend to like travelling premium.
Okay. Like premium economy or like business?
Business is the way to go.
Right, okay.
His pockets are deep. That's all I'm going to say. Go, Sarah, third question.
All right, okay. Kat, ideal shoes. Birkenstocks, heels or thongs?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm sorry if this might break your heart, but I hate thongs. Like, I just feel like they should not be a thing. When anyone wears them, I just go take them off and burn them.
Aaron hates them.
I thought that because you spend so much time in Bali. Hold on, my foot's stuck on Sarah.
on my
because
headphones.
You spend so much time in Bali, I thought for sure this is the straw that will break the camel's back.
No, working in fashion, I hate thongs. And you know what's killing me? They're on the runway this season and I'm dying.
Like, that's what Aaron said to us.
They also, they're on the runway.
They're actually on the runway and I'm like, I refuse.
Okay, guys, it's 4-4. I just don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
This is the clincher. This is the clincher.
Kat, your fave childhood movie, your favourite one, here's your choices. A, Parent Trap. B, High School Musical. C, Mean Girls.
Mean Girls, absolutely.
Oh. Look, Aaron's is Parent Trap. And he's
I do love Parent Trap.
Debates what happened at the end there. But look, that's an 85% success rate based on my maths aid calculations.
85%. How did we know this?
I mean, this is a swipe right.
Well, this is an absolute swipe right.
Okay, so
have we made love happen on Valentine's Day?
I think we have, technically.
Yes.
Technically we have.
We know that Aaron is never going to tell us anything personal ever again, but Kat, you have made our dreams come true, if not Aaron's. But I think he's a very happy man right now.
We will never wear thongs together.
Kat, we also didn't ask this, slight problem. Are you in a relationship at the moment?
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
It's winner-winner chicken dinner on Valentine's Day.
You know what? As mature women, we will bow out from this situation and let the youngsters do what youngsters do. Right?
Take this off air, Az. It's over to you now. We've done all we can.
Australia is waiting for the results.
What do you say, Aaron? What do you say?
I don't.
You say, thank you, Sarah and Lise.
Thank you, Sarah and Lise. Thank you.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
On Valentine's Day, there's a lot of chat about romance and new relationships blossoming.
Mm. I mean, can you remember those heady days of excitement and
syrupy
butterflies?
They were.
Yes, and just
sweet.
Not, you know, you just couldn't wait to kind of.
And the spark. Yeah. I mean, do you remember the flame of passion?
I remember it faintly.
Is it flickering for you?
I think so.
Yes,
but
yes.
See, you and I are both in long-term relationships.
Of course.
I mean, we've been with our husbands 12, 15 years
total. And I think that there's a space on Valentine's Day for people in those long-term relationships. An anthem, if you will, that speaks to their souls.
We've got two kids that I've been caring for. Been running around for so long, so tired I just want to snore.
We've got the school teacher interviews tonight, and we'll need a pot full of gold to pay the term fees outright.
You are, you are, you are, you are, you are, barking up the wrong tree, trying to sleep with me.
You are, you are, you are, you are, you are, making my life much harder.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let me off the hook tonight, 'cause I'm not sexual. Yeah, I'm not sexual.
We've been married for a bloody long time. You know I'm not sexual, not sexual.
I've got something that you ain't seen before. Haven't shaved since 2004, so don't worry about locking the door.
You got something that I have seen before, and I don't want to see it no more, cause when you've seen one, you've seen them all.
My bra, my bra, my bra, my bra, my bra. Dilla maternity, opposite of sexy.
My pants, my pants, my pants, my pants, my pants. They are so frickin' large. Touch them, you'll need triage.
Don't pull your moves and call off you. I'm not sexual. It's true, I'm not sexual.
Let's do it in 2033. I might feel sexual. There's a slim chance I'll feel sexual.
Probably not.
Yeah, fat chance.
I'm angry.
Lisa and Sarah's.
I've never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
And because it's Valentine's Day, we're asking for the little things people in relationships do that just annoy you immensely.
It could be something that your own partner does mm-hmm. that gets you goat, or just broader people at large. I'm going to kick off with I cannot handle when couples feed each other.
Triggered.
Do you know, like, why?
Why?
Why are you feeding me? Mm. Or why are you...
Unless you're missing both limbs, I see no reason for that to happen.
It's not... A, it's not sexy.
Not sexy.
B, it's infantile.
No.
Like, I used to feed my toddler, now he feeds himself. But do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't find it appealing one iota.
No, I stand with you firmly on this, sister.
Okay. Can I also just put a side note on that? If you decide to do it, pick your food.
That like, too, the Scott. Thing,
like, you can't feed someone breakfast cereal.
I was at a sushi train recently and saw a couple, the lady was feeding the man with chopsticks. It's like she trapped him in the corner
like
just with the soy sauce and wasabi for company and was sort of pushing the chopsticks into his mouth. And there's potential danger there.
Sarah, I can't even feed myself sushi, let alone someone else.
I know, you've got to stab your sushi with your chopsticks, don't you?
What's triggered you?
Okay. People who thank their spouse on social media.
Triggered.
You're like, I just want to say thank you to Darren for being the most amazing, supportive husband in the world. And I can't wait to have takeaway with you tonight. I'm like, you know what, Cassie? Darren's probably sitting right next to you on the couch. Just turn your head to the right and look in his eyes and say it.
Oh, well, Cassie, the thing is, Cassie's not in a relationship with Darren. Cassie's in a bloody relationship with her 3,211 friends on Facebook and Insta.
Just take it IRL. That means in real life.
Oh, God, Sarah. All right, 13, 10, 60, guys. It's time for us to indulge in your triggered.
Love triggered.
Love triggered.
Relationship triggered.
It's the little things that couples do that really annoy you.
Yes.
13, 10, 60 is the phone number. As we like to say, we'll definitely answer your call. And there's a high chance you'll get on air. 13, 10, 60 is the phone number.
Give me another one.
Last night, my parents have stayed over. They're from out of town and they've stayed the night at my place. And I was setting Netflix up for my dad. And as I pulled the Netflix home screen on, you know when they do the new things that are out and there's a show called Sexual Education?
Oh, yes.
So mum looks to me and says, what are you doing watching Sexual Education? Haven't you worked out how to do that yet?
Triggered.
And the answer, of course, was no, mum. Let's go to Annalise, 13, 10, 60. What's triggered you in the love department?
On days like today when my boyfriend, you know, surprised me with flowers, although I kind of know it's coming, and then goes and complains about how expensive they are.
Triggered.
Yeah.
I mean, that just kind of saps the joy out, doesn't it, Annalise?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I can just still pretend, you know.
Annalise, what kind of flowers did you get?
I haven't got them yet. You know, hoping to get them a bit later. But
I mean,
we'll
what if he buys you something like gerberas or sunflowers?
um... I'm expecting roses. It's always the exact same bunch every time. But, I shouldn't complain. I still get flowers. It's all right.
So how do you know? You said earlier that you knew that they were that the flowers were coming. How do you know that for a fact? Maybe he's going to turn the tables and surprise you with something different.
I highly doubt it because basically at the start of our relationship, I think I kind of forced him into it and now he knows I expect flowers every year. So.
Well, that's straight to our next caller. People who force their partner to buy flowers on Valentine's Day.
I mean, women are complicated, Sarah, right? Because I love Annalise. I love how she's so despondent about the whole thing, really. Mm. Like, she wants the flowers, but she actually hates the flowers. Yep. She's actually pissed off that her boyfriend or partner gets her the flowers, but then she'd be upset if he doesn't get her the flowers.
If I bought these from Woolies yesterday, they'd have been $17. Today, they're $175. In fact, here's a random Valentine's Day fact. 189 million stems of roses will be sold today. I will be getting none of those.
That's outrageous.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Before you listen to the best bits of today's show, Lee's spoke of the word brassicas. Mm.
I got a brassica fitted in Maya the other day, actually. It was a lovely experience. Beautiful. I walked away with a burly, a triumph, and a pleasure state. And as far as brassicas go, they're doing the job.
Is there an underwear company called Pleasure State?
Yeah. It just doesn't seem right for Sarah. No. It's too much.
Guys, I've got it on right now because it's Valentine's Day.
Pleasure State.
I've ditched my beige crop top.
Do you want to know what brassicas are?
Yes.
Okay. Brassicas are green stemmed vegetables. Somewhat like, you know, like.
Do you mean broccoli?
Like baby brock. Like, you know, so it's got like a long green stem.
Like asparagus.
And yeah, that any green stemmed vegetables are very good for you. In fact, they should be eaten daily. They also produce a lot of gas.
But I still don't know what a brassica is. Where do you get it? Like, is it from Coles?
No,
I feel like I've been given a nutrition lesson.
I know, me too. I'm like, thank you, Pete Evans.
It's not a vegetable. It's a family of vegetables. It's like, you know how you
That's all you needed to say.
You say legume for groups of like pulses, lentils, beans, kidney beans.
Phylum.
Brassicas are a type of vegetable. Oh, screw you, whatever.
Wait, what's Scott doing? What are you doing?
What are you
mate?
Watching? Are you Googling brassicas?
No, I just switched off.
Don't look at those pictures of brassicas, that's rude. Okay.
Are you looking up Pleasure State brassicas? Well,
I
wasn't
left
that
the
a lovely
fitting room
show.
And ended up hugging the lady.
Oh, that
Sarah,
was a true story.
Too much. Why?
We just had a lovely experience
you
with the brassicas.
Your brassica fitter. Who even
she
are
was so
you?
Nice.
And why are you still getting fitted at the age of 38?
Because
you
I
do
just
that
thought
when
it's time to
you
buy some
an
pleasure
intimate
state.
Experience.
And if I was going to drop a bomb on a bra, I wanted to make sure it bloody fit properly.
Did you give her a Valentine's Day card?
I'm going to go back today, actually.
Don't. So you form close relationships with the wrong types
and
of
just
people.
Say thanks for the mammary.
Wow. Brilliant.
She's been waiting to use that for a solid 2 years.
Brassicas over and out.
Make sure you eat some brassicas this Valentine's Day, guys.
Your partner will love you for it. Nothing sexier.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.